The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Let's move on to the United States, to Cal Thomas and Marion McCown. Before we talk to them, let's hear the latest. Donald Trump at a rally in Pennsylvania last night.
We caught them. They were spying. They were spying on our campaign. I'll tell you what, if that ever happened to the other side, this thing would have been over 2 years ago. And, you know, it would have been treason. They would have called it treason. And that's what it is. It was treason. And it should never be allowed to happen to another president again. Ever, ever, ever. Well, we have a great new attorney general who's going to give it a very fair look.
Rabble-rousing from Donald Trump again last night, accusing Democrats and the FBI of treason. How low, Cal Thomas, is this man prepared to go to demonize his opponents?
Well, Matt, you know, I don't like the language, and I think treason is a word like racism that is tossed around and has really lost all of its power. As I understand the meaning of the word, one can only be guilty of treason if one betrays one's country in the middle of a declared war. We don't have a declared war. We've got all kinds of conflicts going on around the world and the threats of new ones, unfortunately. But I think these are kind of loaded words that really a president shouldn't be using. He has so much going for him in the economy and so many other things. He ought to be touting that and not continuing to demonize the FBI and opponents. There's a separate investigation going on, as you know. We've talked about it before. Attorney General Barr has appointed someone to look into the background of how this whole Russian collusion business and the Steele dossier got started. And I think we ought to wait for the results of that. But, you know, I just don't like this kind of language. I don't use it myself, and I don't think it's productive.
But, Cal, do you not concede that this is actually dangerous? This is whipping up mob mentality. We saw it in the 2016 election. It worked for him. He's probably seeing it as something he has to do to get re-elected for 2020. But this is a way of dividing America exceptionally dangerously. This is what dictators do in other countries, Cal.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, Matt. But look, I agree on the language, and I think it's unnecessary, and there'll always be divisions. I mean, look, the Democrats have their policies. They divide from Republicans and conservatives. So division isn't necessarily a bad thing, but division ought to be along the lines of policy and ideology and ideas and how you improve the future of the country. I don't think this kind of language does any of those things.
And, of course, last night in that speech as well, he criticized for Fox News for daring to have Democrats on the airwaves.
Democrats claim to take care of the poor. That's what they want to do. It's not happening that way. The poor are being hurt. The middle income are being hurt. We would lose our businesses. We would lose everything if we go with the people that you see that are running for office. What's going on with Fox, by the way? What's going on there? Putting more Democrats on than you have Republicans. It's something strange is going on at Fox, folks. Something very strange. Did you see this guy last night? I did want to watch. You always have to watch the competition, if you call it that. And he was knocking the hell out of Fox, and Fox has put him in. Somebody's going to have to explain the whole Fox deal to me. Democrats even want to give welfare and free health care to anyone who crosses our border. They want free health care, free education, free anything. Republicans believe we should take care of our own people, our citizens first.
Marion McCown, this is sort of like the rantings of a pub bore. He doesn't drink, though, Donald Trump, does he?
Not so far as we know, Matt. Maybe it would improve him. I don't know. You know, I'm tired of these rallies. I've attended dozens and dozens of them in the past, and it's just this, as you say, the drunk at the end of the bar, they're ranting, none of it makes sense, it's lies, it's exaggerations, it's just blatant sort of rabble-rousing, and the crowd seems to just lap it up, which is probably why he does it. I agree with Cal completely. Treason is, by definition, giving aid and comfort to an enemy at a time of war. I don't know how he can even make that connection. It's just not there. And you know, same exercise about Fox News. Fox, you know, I think it's, Trump will realize at some point Fox News is a business. It's a business that you might absolutely despise its ethos and how it makes its money, but it is a business. And if it pays Fox News, and it certainly appears to have paid Fox News well, to have Pete Buttigieg on its airwaves or any other Democrats, they'll have them. You know, Trump isn't their exclusive customer, although it does seem like that from time to time. You know, it's tiresome, it's exhausting. And then you think, dear God, it's not even halfway through 2019. There's another 18 months of this.
Okay, but there could be, Marion. Exhausting. Marion, it could be that we will have a war sometime soon, because the way he's trying to ratchet it up with the Iranians on Twitter, is that genuinely worrying, not just because of what Trump might do, but because of the likes of John Bolton around him?
Yeah, I think there's a big miscalculation going on here. I think Trump thinks that he can do with Iran what he did with North Korea, which, by the way, has produced absolutely no results. Although at least the two countries aren't at war, which is something, I suppose, where he started off with his whole fire and fury, and then, you know, 6 months later he says, we're in love, we fell in love, of he and Kim Jong-un. And I think that he thinks he can do the same with Iran, do all this saber rattling, but he's not counting on the fact that John Bolton, you know, this is a point, Matt, that I think I've made to you ad nauseum. Trump isn't the beginning of all of this. He's the product of all this. John Bolton has been around since the Reagan era and before it. You know, he did the Iran-Contra cover-up. He was instrumental in pushing the case for a war with Iraq. He is a hawk, and he's a not particularly intelligent hawk who is loathed by most Republicans I've ever spoken to, and is absolutely despised by any generals I've spoken to, and people like Larry Wilkerson, who was Colin Powell's chief of staff, General Michael Hayden, all these people despise him. And he is a warmonger. So the fact that he is in the mix makes it much more dangerous, because he has been itching for war with Iran for a very long time. And, you know, I think that, yes, there could be miscalculation. Yes, Trump is surrounded by, and Patrick Shanahan, the acting secretary of the Department of Defense, a 30-year executive with Boeing, who knows nothing about the consequences of war, what happens during war. He's never been in a war. And, you know, these people, they're either Trump enablers, or they're people who think Trump's a bit of a stooge who can be pushed into these situations. It's very, very dangerous.
See, Cal, John Bolton was one of those who pushed America into a fake, phony war against Iraq. Well, it was a very real war, but for fake, phony reasons. Would you not have concern that Bolton, who's just one of these guys who seems to get off on war, is pushing Trump towards it? Trump himself said if Bolton had his way, they'd be in four wars at present.
Well, he avoided the Vietnam War. He's old enough to have served in that. He said he already had calculated that the war was lost, and so he wasn't going to be in it. Look, I'm very concerned that there are not experienced generals anymore influencing or even around Trump or at the Pentagon, and a lot of people who haven't served in war and have presided over or certainly witnessed miscalculations of the past. You mentioned Iraq, the so-called weapons of mass destruction, which weren't there. We go back to the Gulf of Tonkin resolution that got us into the Vietnam War even deeper than John Kennedy did and was on Lyndon Johnson's watch. I think an awful lot of Americans have had enough of war, frankly. And while Iran remains the major terrorist threat in the world, the major financier of terrorism, I think there are other ways to approach this rather than this bombastic language and ratcheting up threats.
Listen, let's finish with a good news story. Marion, I love this story coming about the man who decided to pay off the student debt of 400 students. Tell us about this.
That's right. Yeah. This is a very wealthy, he's a billionaire, Robert Smith. He's an African-American who started off as an apprentice, an intern at Dell in Austin, Texas, decades and decades ago. He's now the wealthiest black man in America. He's a tech tycoon and investor. He was asked to give a speech, the commencement speech at Morehouse College for the graduates. And there were 400 graduates. Morehouse College is one of the most famous black male American colleges, well, in the world, certainly in America. Its graduates include Martin Luther King, Spike Lee, Samuel L. Jackson. I could name dozens more. But anyway, he was giving the speech and congratulating the graduates, and he said he would pick up the tab for all of their student loans. 400 graduates, most of them poor African-American males from very poor families, and the student loans, their tab would be around $14 million. So he said, we're going to put a little fuel in your bus, you know, getting you out of college. We're going to clear these loans, which makes a huge difference to any student. I mean, you can imagine who's starting out with $100,000 or $200,000 of college debt, which is quite normal.
I'm going to have to leave it there, Marion. Sorry, the line isn't great and I am out of time, so I have to leave it with you. Wish I'd had more time. Marion McKeown and Cal Thomas, thank you both for joining us.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.